Triple M right across the coast. This is Strawny for Brekkie, and that is Joan Jett, and I love rock and roll. Good morning, everybody. How are we? It is Tuesday. It's the 29th day of January, and talking about Joan Jett, did you hear her on with Mick Molloy and Jane Kennedy last week? She was absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I remember at school, everybody had the Runaways album. And she certainly broke a lot of ground for women in rock and roll in particular. The great Joan Jett, who's touring around with a lot of the winery shows at the moment. So, tell you what, fantastic, the great Joan Jett. Now, weather for today, a high fire danger current, mostly sunny this morning, and a chance of a thunderstorm about the higher ground in the afternoon, up to 35 again today inland, late 20s, early 30s on the coast. Every day we've seen the sort of cloud build up and the storms, but they're over the ranges, hopefully going to the farmers who really need it. But, gee, with the red weed around at the moment, could we just please have a couple of inches of rain and some southerly winds? Yeah, I know. We always whinge and complain about the weather. We can't do anything about it. Anyway, nor'easters today again. I know the buddies will be shaking their head at this. 15 to 25 knots in the early part of the day. Major news stories of the day, as you've heard with Hannah, the Coalition has returned to its highest poll rating since the removal of Malcolm Turnbull, but Labor remains in front. Also today, the federal government's cashless debit card program will today be rolled out in the towns of Hervey Bay and Bundaberg. Locally in rugby, the Crescent Head Sevens are on Saturday at the Ian Walton Fields with around $7,000 on offer. The event is one of the most prestigious rugby sevens tournament in country New South Wales. In sport, in the cricket, in the Big Bash, the Scorchers went down to the Renegades. They've been awful this year, the team that sort of set the standard in the Big Bash over the last couple of years is having a shocker this year. The Renegades belted them by about 79 runs. Locally in sport, in swimming, the Kempsey Club meet tonight at 6 at the pool in Belgrave Street. And plenty happening on the show today as well, including we're going to talk about a big fundraiser on Friday night. There's going to be a lot of fun at Southwest Rocks to help out the Cancer Council. Also, we'll talk travel with the great man John Joyce from Port Macquarie Travel. The birthday wheel for $1,000. If you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Oprah Winfrey, Tom Selleck and Heather Graham. We'll talk about Access All Areas. What would you choose? Who would you like to see out of the Chili Peppers? excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat. I've been here since well before four, but I don't talk to anybody. As soon as I open the mic, this happens all the time. I've got to start singing to myself, I think. Yes, you can choose between the Red Hot Chili Peppers, also Nickelback, and Kiss. Now, that is a great lineup. They are money can't buy experiences. Only Triple M Club members can win. If you're not a member, sign up today to triplem.com.au. And, of course, Christy in around quarter to nine with What's On the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union here at Triple M. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
We love our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Cactus.com.au.
Hey, politicians, worried about getting around the new travel expense rules?
Tired of being accused of wasting taxpayer money?
Well, be worried and tired no more.
You need Susware's new travel consultancy service, SusJunkert.
Yes, that's right. SusJunkert can make it ethical for you to claim travel expenses for anywhere you want to go.
Want a quiet week in Fiji? Let SusJunkert provide you with ticket stubs for a Fijian conference on global warming. Who could question that?
Relax in your hammock while SusJunkert's Photoshop experts provide visual proof of you in Suva shaking hands with David Attenborough.
Who could possibly be more ethical than that?
Travel expenses approved.
Amazing!
But wait, I hear you ask.
Now, the crackdown on travel claims means I can't go to the polo match at Portsea to look at the horses and show off my new high-heeled R.M. Williams. Whatever shall I do?
That's where you're wrong. Let SusJunkert put your mind at ease.
Our actors and impressionists can arrange for any official polo marquee to contain Donald Trump, Queen Elizabeth, the Dalai Lama, the Pope, Pindy Irwin, the lot. How official is that?
Travel expenses approved.
Look at these pictures of me and my family meeting Donald Trump and the Queen and the Dalai Lama and the Pope at their official offices at Disneyland.
Travel expenses approved. Sick of nosy journalists reporting what you rip off?
Upset because taxpayers want to kill you?
Call Susware's new travel consultancy, Sus Junket, and avoid disappointment.
If only I'd heard of Sus Junket before I chartered that helicopter.
If I'd heard of Sus Junket before I spent $12,000 taking my family to Uluru, I wouldn't have had to pay the money back. Ooh, that hurt.
Oh, if I'd used Sus Junket, I'd still be the health minister. How will I pay all my investment property mortgages now?
Sus Junket by Susware, your international passport to taxpayer-funded pleasure.
Don't leave home without it.
How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the Wormer. Good morning, Wormer. How are you?
Good morning, Strawny.
That's the way. And, of course, the fishing best bet. Remember to keep a lid on your fishing litter. If it's not in the bin, it's on you. What have you done again, Wormer? Nothing but nor'easters. I'm sorry, I keep reading the same script every morning.
And the red weed's getting thicker and it's just not going away.
No. A lot of the older heads that I talked to said when it started to blow for a week, you know, straight in early December, it was going to be here for the whole season. And indeed it is, Wormer.
Yes, yes. And it won't go until we get some good southerlies.
And that's for sure, and there's none on the horizon. Chance of a storm about the ranges this afternoon, but another Groundhog Day, as I know Bluey likes to call it when we get a regular weather pattern. That's what we've got today. What do you think will be the go?
Well, it's not much good along any of our local beaches here. We might sneak out to the estuary and see if we can get a whiting on worms or prawns.
Okay, estuary for whiting on worms or prawns. Beautiful.
There's some clean water up north. And they're getting good tailor, brim, whiting, a bit of everything up north, getting a little bit of mackerel and stuff. But it's the outside boys, they're just, it's definitely Groundhog Day for them. They're not going anywhere.
No, not with a wind like that. Wormer, just awful. And, you know, plenty of whiting around at this time of the year with the warmer water around the Sound Flats. And do you like to... There's no very little difference in the tides today. Would you wait until the tides start to change or...?
Possibly on the change of the tide, yeah.
Thank you,
I was on the beach yesterday morning and the water was freezing.
I know. That's what happens when the northerly wind blows. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, very ordinary. Okie dokie.
It made the ankles ache.
Good on you, Wormer. Okie dokie.
The knees were all right because I didn't get past the ankles.
All right, well, there it is, the tip for the Wormer. And they talk about ice baths these days. If you, you know, got crooked joints, maybe just go and stand in the ocean at the moment. It isn't very attractive. Some of the beaches, and it's amazing, you know, one beach won't have the weed and the next beach will have the weed. It's very indiscriminate, Wormer, isn't it?
It is. Diamond Head is very much like Flynn's.
Okay, shocking. It's collected everything. And even, like, the difference... I know someone sent me a photo yesterday between Town Beach in Port Macquarie and then Oxley Beach. Oxley Beach was like Coca-Cola, and 200 metres round the corner, it was absolutely beautiful.
Town Beach has stayed fairly well.
Yeah, for sure.
It hasn't been as bad as the rest.
Anyway, we'll just hope. We need Al from Mulloway to go and take the tarp off the boat, and then hopefully we'll get some rain and a bit of heavy wind and showers and hopefully give the place a good flush out. So I've never thought I'd say this, Wormer, but I might start a campaign up for Al from Mulloway to actually go and take the tarp off the boat to cause some bad weather and have a flush out. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I was talking to Hurrigan Henry yesterday, and he's not helping much.
I bumped into him and Lorraine, I think it was before I went away, to Tassie, and they looked in fine fettle. He's always got a trip planned. Was he going or coming from a trip?
He's about to go.
See? Told you.
He's off to Yamba, so they're going to get bad weather.
Hurricane Henry. Oh, good. Well, hopefully it does come true and we can have a flush out. All right, Wormer, thank you for that. Just repeating, the beaches are still a no-go because of the coolness of the water and the red weed. Let's head out to the estuary.
For a whiting on worms and prawns.
Good on you. Thank you, Wormer.
Thanks, Strawny.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Macleay Valley.
Country great Troy Cassidaly will play at our Strawny League sponsors, Southwest Rocks Country Club, on Thursday, February 21. Troy's greatest hits, a two CD set, is out now. Brooke from the B&B entered the jungle last night on I'm a Celebrity. Catherine Kelly Lang says she's nervous for fans to see her without makeup.
What are you doing here?
You're coming with me. You're not going to marry this guy. She's not going to...
What, are you out of your mind?
And they will forever be connected for their thrilling performances in the 1987 psychological erotic thriller Fatal Attraction. Now, three decades after it was nominated for six Academy Awards, Glenn Close and Michael Douglas had a reunion of sorts when they took the stage together as presenters for the SAG Awards in LA on Sunday night. Thankfully, it was a little more friendly than some of the scenes in the movie.
Well, this is the way you do it, huh? Showing up at my appointment!
What am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls, you change your number. I mean, I'm not going to be ignored.
Sunny and a top of 31 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Local schools are set to welcome students back for the start of Term 1 2019 today. Over the summer holidays, tradespeople have spruced up a range of school grounds while students and teachers on leave. Some $229,000 has gone into schools over the break, among those Camden Haven High School, Port Macquarie Public School and Hastings Secondary College. Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams says it's good news.
Child deserves to have access to great facilities, wonderful teachers and get an excellent education, and that is what we are delivering for students locally.
The New South Wales Business Chamber has released a new business conditions report showing mixed confidence on the mid-north coast. Locally, confidence down for the December quarter, but still up compared to the same time last year. The mid-north coast chamber's regional manager, Kellen Beard, says we're outperforming most other regional areas in the state.
Oh, look, the region's looking quite good, but there is tougher conditions coming forward, and there's some issues that I think we need to look at. Overall, we do have some issues with unemployment, particularly youth unemployment, but we are doing quite well overall.
The door is currently open for locals to apply for funds to support multicultural festivals and events. To be eligible for a Multicultural New South Wales Celebrating Diversity Events grant, applicants must be non-profit sharing locations, up to $10,000 in support, then open to organisations. Multicultural Minister Ray Williams urges those eligible to apply. Money in the past has supported Community Harmony Day and Australia Day celebrations, art, music, film festivals and also sporting events. And Sally Townley has pulled out of the race for the seat of Cowper at the federal election. She's instead confirmed she'll be running as an independent for the state seat of Coffs Harbour. Now to sport. $120,000 has been announced for Nambucca Heads Surf Lifesaving Club. It's one of 24 projects supported by state government to improve facilities and equipment across the state. The aim is to increase the availability, standard and quality of surf lifesaving clubs for the benefit of the community. In rugby, the Crescent Head Sevens are on this Saturday at the Ian Walton Fields, $7,000 on offer. The event is considered one of the most prestigious rugby sevens tournaments in New South Wales country. And in swimming, the Kempsey Club meet tonight from 6 p.m. at the pool on Belgrave Street. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have a light nor'wester northerly wind blow, so that means those protected northern corners do have the cleanest and the best conditions for a surf. And we do have two little swells happening today. We've got a little bit of leftover northeast swell and also a little bit of easterly swell. Wave size at the present time is only around that 2 feet mark, but I think those waves will pick up as that tide drops out a little bit more. We do have a low tide around 11 o'clock today. High tide is around 4:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature is down around 17 to 18 degrees.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast and Strotty for Brekkie, the late great Roy Orbison there, and you got it, it's 7:09, glorious morning, kids going back to school. What did you cover your school books with? That's what we're looking at today. G'day John in Port Macquarie.
Hello, world.
Hello, John. What did you go just to go to the brown paper, John? How were yours done?
All those years ago in the 1950s, it was brown paper or brown paper.
Yeah, that's right. And it was quite it was like a military operation, I can remember, in my house. Was it the same in yours?
I'm not sure. I think I did it, but that was a quick lesson from Mum.
Yeah, for sure. Excellent.
Mum was a teacher teacher, so...
You were no hope of not covering your books, John, were you? Good on you, buddy. Good to hear from you, John. All right, we go to Tracy at King Creek. G'day, Trace.
Good morning.
Now, was it a military operation at your place, the covering of the school books?
Not quite. It was four girls, so it was probably a bit more funny, everyone grabbing things off each other. But we didn't have the roll of brown paper. Mum had the brown lunch bags. Put them down the side and across the bottom. We were quite a poor family. So we either had them for lunch or for anything we had to take to school or for wrapping our books.
Wrapping your books as well. Lovely, Trace. Now, as you got older, did you end up scrawling your favourite band name on your pencil case? Did you go that far?
Oh, I had the Beatles on everything.
Good on you, Trace. Thanks for the call. Covering your school books. From the Facebook site, Amy says, loved doing this as a kid and got really excited when my son started school last year. I was devastated when I was told they don't do that anymore. Pamela says, I used to love covering mine and my kids' school books. I used brown paper bags and the kids would have been horrified with that. Clear contact over the pictures from magazines for them. Candy said, supermarket bags. And Tracy says, also did the title pages as well. Great memories. School back today. Remember the 40K zones, folks. Dropping the little ones off there today. It's back to school. The Chalkies won't be happy. It's been a long break for them. Reality is there today. Rob, good morning. Sonia, good morning. Vanessa. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty Fabrecki and Rubber Bullets there from 10cc. It is coming up to 10 to 7, and we'll have Lee in shortly with the front pages of the papers, thanks to the Plaza and Clifton news agencies. And it is a glorious morning. Again, we live in hope of maybe a shower or storm in the afternoon. They're saying we might get it out west in the southern part of the coast. Around 28 on the coast, 35 inland today around Kempsey, Maxville. Yeah, really, really warm. So it really is hat and sunscreen weather. 13, 27, 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website. I can't wait to talk to Marion later on in the morning in the Bold and the Beautiful update because Brooke went into the jungle from the B&B last night. Now, every Monday we do Marion's predictions of the Bold and the Beautiful. But do you remember when Pete Murray actually caught up with Catherine Kelly Lang? She loves doing triathlon. She's in Australia a lot. And actually, Pete got Brooke, or Catherine Kelly Lang, to give us a cheerio.
Yeah, well, g'day, everyone. Pete Murray here in Port Macquarie. And look who's beside me on AMMM. You love the Bold and the Beautiful with Marion and Strawny. Well, we got Catherine Kelly Lang right here, better known as Brooke. I know the Mid-North Coast is going to go crazy. You watch, you listen to Strawny. You love Marion.
That's right. I love them. Good day. Good day, right?
Good day. Yeah, g'day Strawny.
Good day, Strawny and Marion.
Yeah, and
hope to see you soon, very soon.
There you go. So hopefully when Catherine Kelly Lang is back in Australia, she's going to come and see us, and that will be quite a funny morning. And the girls in the office, Lee Jollo, can you imagine them? They will be beside themselves, won't they?
That'd be pretty cool.
Our girls. Anyway, we look forward to that. And into the jungle, I wonder how she's going to go.
Extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton news agencies.
Now, officially, here is Lee Jollo with what's happening in the papers today. G'day, Lee. Did you survive the weekend all right?
Yes, I got through. Look, I'll be honest. I put the sunscreen on, but yeah. I got a little bit sunburned.
Oh, no.
I happened to see you there on the Saturday, so that was good.
You didn't come up and say g'day?
I didn't come up. You were so busy doing
lifeguarding,
your job.
Lifeguarding, yes.
Yeah, lifeguarding, watching over everyone. So I thought, I better let him do his job.
Good on you, Lee. I was probably sitting under an awning having a coffee, but anyway. What are they saying today, mate? Good you survived the weekend even though you're a bit burnt. But, it was interesting last week they're talking about it probably in this generation of children that are born now as far as brushing your teeth and brushing your hair of a morning and putting your deodorant on. It'll be putting your sunscreen on every day. So it's interesting.
That's exactly what they're saying.
Generational change.
Yeah, they're saying every day, even if you're going out just for 15, 10 minutes, put sunscreen on. It's just, I suppose, how
sensible.
The world's going. It's getting hotter and warmer every day. It's crazy.
Anyway, we've got to look after our skin. What are the papers saying?
Yes, so in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, Morrison warns of Labor recession. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia risks tumbling into a recession under a Labor government in a new pre-election strategy that also promises to eliminate $350 billion in debt and revives a jobs pledge once championed by Tony Abbott. As well as that revealed Australia's key role in China's rival GPS, Australia is playing a role in helping China develop its rival global positioning system that will be used for guiding missiles and other military technology, according to a leading expert. And Coalition's power laws to drive up prices, AGL. Energy giant AGL has escalated its attack on the federal government's planned power company breakup laws, arguing they will drive up power prices and make the grid less reliable. And in the Daily Telegraph today, school of hard drops. Home prices plummet as changes to catchment areas scare parents away. The value of homes near a number of sought-after public schools is set to fall because of sudden boundary changes that have put them outside previous catchment areas. And cable crash sparks fury. Stunned residents of Plumpton in Sydney's west are demanding answers after a 132,000-volt power transmission cable came crashing down onto their homes and even a children's trampoline on the weekend.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Locally, of course, the 40K zones back in action today and some funding to talk about.
Yeah, very good indeed. School students across the Port Macquarie electorate and the mid-north coast, for that matter, returning today following extensive works over the holiday. Port Macquarie Public School, Hastings Secondary School, Westport Campus and Northeast Public School of Distance Education among those benefiting. Plenty more projects include classroom refurbishment, external and internal painting, replacing fencing and also replacing carpet. And I've spoken to Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams. She says always they ramp up over the summer those projects to get schools in best condition to start the new year.
Good on you, Lee. Now, also after seven, we'll be talking about what you covered your books with. Now, you remember what you covered your books with, or did your mum do it?
Probably mum did it most of the time. But
were you brown paper, or did you go for floral designs or magazine covers?
I think often like superheroes and stuff, just cover them with those sorts of wrapping.
Now, there was the next... here's the next one. Mm. The other things, the accoutrements that go with them, were the little sticker with your name and class on, and then if you went to the next level and covered it with the plastic type stuff, the Glad wrap, and then your mates would go down and run their fingernails through it and put scratches on. But did you do that?
Did
you have the plastic on as well?
Yeah, all over it. I think mum took care of it because she's all about making sure everything's in good condition. But you leave it to start off the year, but as you get through the year, everything, you start to get the
tatty.
What
did you cover your books with? We'll walk down memory lane after 7, 13, 27, 10. Email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website. Thank you, Lee.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Yes, and at 10 to 8, we say hello to the Great White Hunter, the John Joyce. We're only joking about that because we're talking about going into the jungle. But how are you, John?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks.
Now, first up, I've got to say, your son Justin was so excited this morning. I hadn't spoken to him since last week, right? Mm-hmm. Apparently, you had a Dash 8 arrive last week, decked out in Parramatta colours and with their logo and name on the side of the plane.
Yep, and we wanted it all parked at the bottom of the strip.
Really?
Says, no, it should be the top.
No, I said to Justin, what about the galley? Did they have wooden spoons there? He didn't like that one, but
you won't live it down.
The Parramatta plane. There you go. That's good. Okay, let's talk about this. And this is a great location, Botswana. And it's affordable, Botswana, and it's a great way to go. And again, further African ones we can talk about as well, John.
Yeah, well, this is just on my desk as I came out the door this morning. I was trying to grab something I couldn't find. And I thought Adventure Destinations, which are a great company, have got what they call Affordable Africa, Botswana Adventure and Victoria Falls. And it's a camping type, service camping, though. It's just not pitch a tent.
Yeah.
Through Botswana and Victoria Falls. And
it's spectacular, isn't it?
Look, if you're into that, it's great. And they're so safe over there because they make sure you're safe. And then the same company have a family safari. So
excellent.
You can work your kids, but that's not camping because you lose the kids.
That's right. Yeah, they've got to be, the tent's got to be about 20 foot off the ground. Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
No, so but it's a great chance to see the wildlife, and which
yeah,
the
sure.
kids love, and Vic Falls and all those things over there, which are spectacular. I was very fortunate. I went over many years ago and did Zimbabwe, and it was sensational. And
what time of the year are they going, John, on the tour?
It varies, so it goes all the year, but just
okay.
we'll advise you when to go and when not to go. You don't want to go over there and no animals, the migration's changed. So, you know, look, sometimes it's $300 extra to go in the best season, but look...
It's worth it.
You've got to do that.
Yeah.
It's no good going any other time, really.
All right. Now, does it include a pith helmet?
Yep, just for the...
There you go. It is affordable Botswana, and also ask about the family, the family trips to Africa as well through Port Macquarie Travel. You'll find John in his pith helmet in William Street in Port Macquarie. Good on you, John, and let me know if there's a rooster plane ever arrives at the airport.
I will.
I'll be first out to take a photo. Thank you. It's 7 to 8.
Strawny's Brekkie Show for the Port City Bowling Club and the Eastern Tiger Restaurant. It's dental floss for your mind.
Time is spoken.
Triple M and Strotty Fabrecki and the Three Dog Night and Joy to the World. It's 8:10 on a glorious sunny morning. School's back today. Remember the 40K zones, folks. Mums and dads, some of them will be crying at the gate as the little ones are going to school, and others will be punching the air. Just be careful. Remember the 40 zones. Time for the wheel.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yes, it's as easy as that. We go to Tracy in Port Macquarie having a crack on this Tuesday morning. G'day, Trace. How are you?
Good, thanks. Joining yourself.
Terrific. What are you up to today?
Nothing. Got to go to work this afternoon, so just relaxing.
Just relaxing this morning. Okay, we can relax even more. We can put $1,000 in your pocket, Trace.
Oh, well, that'll be great.
For 40 Winks, what number are we looking for you on the wheel?
16.
16, all right, Trace, here we go. Go on, number 16. And it's going to be close. The rotten thing stops on the number 23. Dope. Can't give you the cash, Trace, but I can tell you, end of the month, which is only a couple of days away, Christy does a draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that, OK?
Okay, thanks, Johnny.
Good on you, Trace. Enjoy your morning off. Now, other birthdays today. We've got a few around the place. Jimmy Murray, the legend. Jimmy Murray, birthdaying today. Jim, I'm sure you're going to be spoiled today. I hope you're not. I bet he's working today. I'll bet he is. But never mind. You'll be able to come home, and I'm sure the family will spoil you today. All the very best, champion, particularly from your Wednesday golfing friends. Also birthdaying today, happy birthday to, it says, to the water baby, Sharon Worthing from Hat Head. Lots of love comes from husband Jack, daughters... and friends and cuddles from your 8 grandchildren. And people like Sharon and Jimmy today are sharing their birthdays with the likes of Oprah Winfrey, Tom Selleck and Heather Graham, all born on this day, January 29.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Triple M and Christy with the Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union shortly? Ray after 9, and that is Green Day and the time of your life at 8 to 9. Sunny, a chance of a shower or storm in the south inland later on in the afternoon and evening. 28 on the coast, 35 inland today.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Stuck in traffic and hands-free. Don't get the wrong impression. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. Yes, school is back. So, yes, watch for the 40K zones and watch out for all the traffic. So make sure you add some extra time on your travels this morning and this afternoon. But lots happening, even though it's a short week for us, Strawny. Yes. It's graphics from the 1960s and 70s. It's on display at the Glasshouse. This exhibition features works from the Art Gallery of New South Wales International Collection by renowned artists
including Joe Tilson, Eduardo Paoli, I've got that completely wrong, Sigmar Pocky, and Gerard Richter. You try and announce those names, it's very struggling. I'm struggling here, Johnny. So, get along to the Glasshouse. Zumba dance classes are every Tuesday at the Vale Beach Tourist Park at two sessions, 10 a.m. in the Wolf Shed and 6 o'clock in the large conference hall. And tonight, get along to the pool on Belgrave Street in Kempsey because the swimming club meet from 6.
Yeah.
And if you have a not-for-profit
Christy, event, just before you go, I've got a late one for you. You're going to love this. We have a Triple M listener, right, who's had a, looks like a rather expensive drone crash into his backyard.
No.
All right. Now,
that was probably a Christmas gift.
Yeah. So, look, it's in the area of Kelvin Grove near the TPT. If you've had your drone go missing, I know where it's landed. I know the bloke's place. So can you get in contact with us here? We'll get in contact with you. Apparently no one was injured when the drone fell out of the sky, but it's in the Kelvin Grove area of Port Macquarie if you've lost your drone. And what are you laughing for, Christy? Have you ever lost a drone?
No, I've never heard of that. And I thought those things had GPS trackers on there, but...
But they do occasionally just fall out of the sky.
Very dangerous, but interesting way to start the morning, Mr. Shawnee.
Imagine that. Imagine being in ER. What happened? Well, drone fell out of the sky and hit me, didn't it? Yeah. All right, thank you, Christy. And remember...
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
See, I don't think she believed me there for a while.
No. Show.
Strawny's Brekkie Show for the Port City Bowling Club and the Eastern Tiger Restaurant. It's dental floss for your mind.
It's true. 5 to 9. Happy New Year, folks. Let's talk Port Office Power. They're still the Ink Man. And you know Doug and the team at Port Office Power would like to wish you all a Happy New Year. And if that office chair you've come back to after Christmas is struggling with a bit of those few extra kilos that you may have added, it is time for a new office chair. I know mine is groaning a bit here, but there you go. Look, don't forget to consider refilling your ink cartridges as well. It's a great way to save money. And the Ink Man has all the major brands in stock too. Now, locally owned and operated and supplying the Hastings and beyond since 1999. It's a great record. Get into Port Office Power today, 13 Jindalee Road, Port Macquarie, or go to portofficepower.com.au. portofficepower.com.au.
With love, health and friends, you can hold your
That's
head
it
high.
For us on the show for today. Thanks for your company. Now, if you missed any part of the show, just go to the website, go to my page and press catch up. Tomorrow, amongst other things, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday.